Okay, so we started. Shkoch Baruch. Well, it's welcome. Okay, so we spoke last week. We saw the Maharal opens our eyes a little bit to what was going on at the Bris Bein HaBasharim. And we saw that what Avraham Avinu was looking for in his descendants was a Kinyan Atzmai. Kinyan Atzmi. That in the same way he had to toil from nothing to achieve what he achieved, he wanted his descendants to achieve that level as well. It means he understood that the purpose of the world was to earn the world, was to build the world, wasn't just to get it for nothing. Because Hashem could have used the Malachim for that. He didn't need us. The Malachim also aved Hashem. Correct? They do whatever Hashem wants. So why can't Hashem get the purpose of whatever he created the world for through the Malachim? Avraham understood that Hashem had lots of Malachim and he could have fulfilled the purpose of the Bria through the Malachim. But he chose us and gave us Bechira and told us to earn it. And Avraham understood that. And that's what he was requesting for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wasn't asking Hashem, how do I know, you know, I want a contract. If Hashem says something, it's going to happen. He wanted to know how they're going to get it via a Kinyan Atzmi. Not in the schus of the Avos, but in their own merit. So that has something to do with us. That's not just a nice shtickle maral. That is something to do with us. Because we're the descendants of Avram who are having these shainas. Everybody, every generation, every neshama, every root neshama branch, every molecule of Klal Yisrael is going to have to go through that. Yeah. Both. Yeah, yeah. How would you know that they'll inherit the Eretz? What did he say? What was the lotion there? Yerusha Sa'aretz. ויאמר עליו אני השם אשר יוצא איתכם מאור קסטים לתת לך את הארץ הזויס לרשתו. It goes together. Eretz Yisrael and Torah go together. You can't have one without the other. That's another sugya. Well, those two things have to be together. If you look at Birkas HaTorah that we say, Ava Rabbe, we say it every morning, you'll see the connection very clearly. The connection between Eretz Yisrael and Torah. It's more than a tool. It might be a means to an end, but it's an end in itself. We survived very long without Eretz Yisrael, as long as we have the Torah. That's a big sugya. The last sugya, but you're right. What Avraham Avinu was being promised at the Bris Bein HaBasharim was Yerushas Haaretz. But whatever goes on there. What's important for us is the Yisod that it's going to be rough. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be a picnic. Avraham Avinu asked for that. Okay. V'onu l'Kodesh Baruch Hu. So how did HaKodesh Baruch Hu answer Avraham Avinu's question, how do I know that my children will inherit the Haaretz? He says like this. Amaleh esma v'koshcho, I will fulfill your request. But you need to know what price is going to have to be paid for your request. It's not a simple request what you're asking for. There's a price to pay. In order to enable your descendants to come to this level, they're going to have real, real heavy, heavy ma'avakim, struggles. They're going to have to fight to survive with a goof and to survive with a spirit. Like you, Avram. They're going to fight against the entire world. They're going to be strangers in a strange land for very much most of our history, and they will be enslaved and tortured. Ulam, however, they will come out beruchus godel, and they will arrive eventually in Eretz Yisrael. So the prototype for that was Mitzrayim, but we know that it's been like that always. They had a bit of a respite after the Holocaust. We had about a 60-year respite. Hashem did us a chesed, and we had 60 golden years where we really weren't pursued and tortured and enslaved. In most countries in the world, that was awesome. But we're going back to that now. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. It's getting back to normal now. After the Holocaust, Hashem had a bit of rachmanis on us. He gave us a bit of a Beit Achlama. And now we're getting back to normal. We've been tortured and enslaved, and it's getting heavy. Rachmanis, it's not. Okay. But that's the normal position. It's called Zeis Hara Kodesh Baruch Lama Avinu Avashalom Abisban Abasorim. Kodesh Baruch, who showed Avram Avinu the entire movie of the future generations. He saw everything. Ukufisha Kosov Rashi Kodesh Al Aposu Vehina Eima Chasheich Gedeila. Avram Avinu, what fell upon him was a deep, dark terror. Eima Chasheich Gedeila. Torah doesn't waste words. Remez the tzoros v'choyshech shel goliyos. It's a remez to the troubles and the darkness of Golos. B'chein kosuv Rashi al posuk. V'gam es hagoy v'gam l'rabo es ab malchiyos. V'gam there is referring specifically to Mitzrayim, but Rashi points out v'gam is including all the four malchiyos. V'she'av hein keilim Al she'ovdu Israel. They will also be vehicles, vessels that will enslave Klal Yisrael. Now, at this point, we can ask a question. Why did Hashem show Avram Avinu the Shibud of the David Malchus? Avraham Avinu asked for Golus Mitzrayim, after which Klal Yisrael will go to Mitzrayim, they'll come to Eretz Yisrael, they'll get the Torah, they'll go to Eretz Yisrael, and they will have acquired Eretz Yisrael with their own schus. Madua im kein moiskeres shara golus. Why does Hashem show Avram all the Golus? Avram wasn't talking about all the Golus, he was talking about Golus Mitzrayim. All his descendants were those that came out of Mitzrayim. That's Klal Yisrael. You were also there. Nirila has bishop Bakashos Amravina Vashalam Aisha Shabonav Yiskila Gir Al Yada Vodaisam Haats Mislim Adragaisam Kadesha Ashlin Lavoidazu Yalem Lavavo Shibud Dalada Molchis Ulit Gaber Al Nisainus Rabim. It seems from what we've seen up to now that Hashem showing the Dalad Molchis that in order for us to get to that level that Amravina wanted us to get to, in order to be Mashlim that avoider, we have to go through Shibud Dalet Malchus. We have to go through all those Malchuses. G'shem Shavim Avinu Shalom, Hisnase Basorin Nishoinus. The same way as Avinu Avinu went through 10 Nishoinus. Gambonov Bnei Israel Yavru Eskur Ahituk Ritzuf HaNishoinus. Klal Yisrael is going to go through that cauldron as well and go through the same 10 tests. By withstanding the nisoinus of the four malchuses and the fifth one, the one we're in now, that's Golus Yishmael, which is why that's not included in the four goluses we'll discuss one day, Mitzvah Hashem. Aval, if we'll withstand the dalet malchuses, we will reach the madrega of Avinu. More important for us to understand at this stage is Golus Yobot. Because you might have noticed that we're on Erev Chanukah and we still haven't won the war against Yavon. All we got in Chanukah was the ability to keep fighting. But we're still in Golus Yavon, if you hadn't noticed. It's a frightening coincidence. if you like, coincidences, but Bijuk Bishaz Manad Lokas Neiros tonight, whether you light at Shkia, 10 minutes after Shkia, 20 minutes after Shkia, you light, but says, okay, it's not a coincidence that Bijuk then the World Cup final's being played. If you think that's a coincidence, if you think that's a coincidence, you know nothing about anything. You think it's a coincidence that the Maccabi games are called the Maccabi games. You ever thought about that? We gave our lives to fight against Greece. And I was zoiche once to see the president of Israel many, many years ago lighting the menorah, because that's what they do. The president lights the first light of the menorah. And he went from there to the other side of the room and lit the Maccabi flame. If you missed that, then you don't understand anything. We're still in Golis, Reboisa. We're still in Golis. And don't tell me you don't have an Asoyan. Never mind. Americans don't have this problem. Americans don't have this problem. It's not the Super Bowl or the World Series. That's your Nisoyan. We have other Nisoyan. It's not my Nisoyan either. But anyway. But I'm just saying, don't think we're out of Golis. Golis Yobo. We live in a democracy, my friend. You know where that aberration came from? That came from Yavon. We pay a terrible price for democracy, you know. It's better than anything else that they have to offer us. What else? We will take it. But democracy is not the greatest thing, and it's certainly got nothing to do with Yiddish. Many things are still Yavon. Nachon? So all we can do is carry on fighting. Okay, sorry. We saw that. It's called Zoyz Hara Kodesh Bochul Avram Avinu, the Bris Pain Abasorim. Kodesh Bochul saw us sitting here today, Erev Chanukah, with all the shyness and difficulties and problems we have. It's a malchia, it's a golia, it's a shibud, vatsoris, a noy rois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avraham Avinu everything. We haven't got over the trauma of the Holocaust yet, let alone the Inquisition and Tachvatat and the pogroms and Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. We're still grappling with the trauma of that. And Hashem shows Avraham Avinu all of that. Avraham Avinu, Hashem, rois, hakol. Hiskim, v'noson, daitoi, v'kam. Avraham Avinu said, go for it. Go for it. Why? Why go for it? Some kind of sadist? Torture your grandchildren? They torture you. You don't torture them. Okay? And the grandchildren come for Shabbos? You don't torture them. They torture you. It takes a week to put the house back together again. Don't torture your grandchildren. And Rabinus Maskim. He's Maskim. Show him Auschwitz. He says, yeah, good. What's this? What's going on here? Must be that Avram understood that all those Yisurim are worthwhile. So it's Kedai. Why? Because the result of that, they'll get to the spiritual level that Avram Avinu got to. And that's totally Muna in Hashem. Anovi Yeshaya expresses it like this. Shimu alai roitfet tzedek. Listen to me, those of you who pursue tzedek. Mevakshei Hashem, who are looking for Hashem. Habitu el tzuch chaitz vasam. Va'al mekabes bo nokrosom. Habitu lava mavichem. Va'al soret tuchoy lelechem. Ki echad korosiv v'arvecheyu v'arbehu. Take a look at the rock that you were carved out of. Don't dig for yourselves bores, pits with holes in them. Take a good look at Avram Avinu, your father, and Sarah. Ki echad korosisov v'arvecheyu v'arbehu. Because one I called him, Hashem said. Hashem says, I called Avram Echad. Rashi Mefarasham ki echad karisa. What's the echad? I called him one. What does that mean? You just that seems to be the whole story. That seems to be what this whole pasuk is telling us something. There's something very important about Avraham Avinu that we have to look at, because I called him one. So Rashi says, Ki echad kariso, ki echad hayo. Yechidi be'eretz Knan asher haglisov sham mi'atzoy molodotoy krosov nebisov v'gadlosov loshen kriya ha'edah. Rashi tells us the echad ya means yochid. He was unique. He was unique in Eretz Knan, where I sent him to Golis from his land, from where he was born. I called him, I increased him, I made him great. Kshem shu yochid v'gadalsov, kein agad leschem shatem yechidim li. In the same way that Avram was yochid, yichud, meyuchad, so too I'll raise you and bring you up and make you great, because you are yechidim li, you are unique to me, Hashem says. Avram v'nu nikra echad, yechidi. Koloshon ha-posuk, echad haya Avram. Avram was echad. What was this unique secret of Avraham Avinu's yechidoy, his oneness, his echod? Rashi explains that Avraham Avinu haya yochid b'shah she'amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu lelechet le'eretz Kanaan de'lo mishpocho krevim. He was unique when Hashem sent him out. Lech lecho, leave your land, your family, no, nothing, nothing. Become an orphan and go off into a strange land. V'yaisa mikach, more than that. The minute Avraham Avinu let go of the munna that had been instilled in him by his father, Terach, and he fought a war against the Avodah Zorah, he was completely outcast, alone in the world. No friends, no relations, no relatives, nothing. Alone. Aviv Moilido, his Nakelo, Vimasoru le Nimrod, Shichlok le Kivshanesh. His father took him off to Nimrod. Avram was asking very difficult theological questions, and Terach couldn't answer them. What do you do when your kid asks difficult theological questions? You take him to Nimrod and they throw him in the Kivshanesh. Today we take them to psychiatrists, it's about the same thing. When your kids are asking complex theological questions that you can't answer, what do? You send them for therapy. In those days, they had a better way of dealing with it. You take him to Nimrod, the evil king, and he threw him into the Kivshanesh. And Avraham Avinu, not at all moved by any of this, doesn't faze him at all. He stands up against the enormous, enormous abuse from the Dora Flogger. They used to mock him, they used to taunt him. Avram ze parda karahu einu moilid. This Avram Avinu, he can't have children, he's a barren mule. Kolaylim oivid avar azorim uke yochid yaitse lefasim esamunus Hashem boilo. Everybody's oivid avar azorim. And he goes out to publicize Imuna Hashem in the world. The Yom of Kaishim Abba Malchus Esarafim, Shayyub bin Anak. In those days, the four kingships, kingdoms, conquered and destroyed the giants. Oig Melech Haboshen, Noisem, Yesarafim, the Kosov. One of them was left, Oig Melech Haboshen. He was the remnant of the example of the power that these giants had. You can't imagine what they looked like. These four kings that destroyed the Anakim, the giants. Oig Melech Haboshen was one example, but there were many of them, and they destroyed all of them. Against those kings, Yitzhak Ravina le Milchama mitochet muchlat v'atzlochose v'il Milchama. These four kings that wiped out the giants, don't mess with them, brother. You don't mess with guys like that. They took out the giants. You're going to mess with them? Avraham Avinu on his own goes up and takes them on and wins. How did he do that? Bebetochen mochlat. V'amnam netzach, he won. B'noisef lakachul lelechem keneged shitose ha'anoichis shel stoim. He went to war against the narcissism of stoim. Who einu nitra klal mi'af koyach ha'motsu baret. He wasn't fazed, he wasn't moved by any koyach in the world. Nothing bugged him, nothing bothered him. He had to do a job of being mefarsem, kovod shamayim in the world, and he did what he had to do. You want to throw me into the fire? Throw me in the fire. You want me to take on the four kings who wiped out the giants? Mabaya. Huh? Why is it kovod shamayim when he went through a Holocaust? Yeah, there's a Chilul Hashem in the world. But he was being tested. And we are being tested. I'm not judging anybody, but you can come through Auschwitz with your immune strength. You can come through there and up your COVID. We're being tested. Shalom Aydan is showing us like that. I mean, we're being tested. So is he. He could have done what his brother did, what Choron did. Just wait and see what happens, and then choose sides afterwards. Go for the, you know, play the safe path. If Avram goes through the fight, he comes out okay. I'm with Avram. If Avram gets frazzled, well, then I'm for Nimrod. You know, you hedge your bet. Avram was an interesting hedge his bet. There's a truth in the world, and I'm gonna fight it. Maisa Avos Simon Labonim. We have the koyach to do that because we got it from him. But Ishala Shailam Eichen Shreif Avram Avinu Koyach Kol Kabir. Where did he get this koyach from? That's the question we need to find out. What was the secret of his imuna? Where did he get this from? Stand up against the whole world? And it wasn't just a bunch of low laughs, you know, calling you dirty Jew as you walk past in the street. You know, you and I can kind of manage that one as well. Just ignore. Correct? No, we're talking about ongoing tortures, pursuits, loneliness, the temptation of Avraham Avinu. And when you've gone through all of that, Baruch, yeah, you've climbed through all nine tests, okay? Then Hashem comes and says, kill your son. Okay. Look what I've done for you, Hashem. Hashem says, I know. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much. Now kill your son. And that wasn't even the test, by the way. Sonim and also Shalavram Avinu. You didn't like what I just said. You got whiplash when I said it. The mother's got whiplash as I said it. So I know you were listening. That's impressive. Sometimes you sneak one or two of those in and then you see who's listening. God gets whiplash. That really wasn't Avraham Avinu's test. Take your son and kill him because Hashem asked you to do that. Avraham, that wasn't a test. The test was that he knew that it wasn't the Rotz of Hashem. That was the test. Sonim and also Shalavram Avinu, Alev Shalom. Who are you, dear Kibishvili Nivra Ha'olam? The secret of Avraham Avinu's strength of the Imunah was because he knew that the world was created for him. If a person can destroy the entire world, that means that the destruction or the cube of the world is in my hands. In Canaan, I know Mistapik Bamut. If I'm not going to go and just be satisfied with mediocrity, but it's only let's say, I want to fix up the whole world the way Hashem wanted me to because he gave it over to me. That's my job. I'll get killed along the way. Whether it's the minions or the Arabs, doesn't matter who's there. Zelo Mashaneli, who kibel achrayas al kol ha'olam. He took responsibility for the entire world because that's what Bishvili Nivra Olam really means. It means I'm responsible because I can destroy it. So therefore I can also rectify it after it's been destroyed. And I'm not prepared to settle for anything less. Look, we'll see this tomorrow in the Rishonim, but that's where we're up to now. And of course, that's us. It's not a history story. This is about us and our responsibilities.